I had such a light enter my life once. And I wanted to tell you about Mama Cuckoo. I was 23. It was 1973. And I had gone through some young adult poor choices. And my parents decided to rein me in quite severely. And I was only allowed to leave their house in Florida to travel to the restaurant 1 mile down the road that I was working at. Now, this had all happened because I'd been in college and I had a little challenge in college. And the challenge included hitchhiking from Pennsylvania to Connecticut and a little bit of an interlude with the law enforcement agencies there. And so they really thought I should be locked up, which they did. So on the way to the restaurant, there was a chapel. It was called the Chapel by the Sea. It was a non-denominational, pretty fundamentalist Christian chapel. And I would hear people in there at all times of the day, whenever I was walking to and from work. And so one Sunday, I decided I would walk up to the church, and I was allowed to go. And I went to listen to what was going on the inside. Well, the minister, who happened to be related to Billy Graham, was introducing this woman. Now, this woman, all I remember, and her name was Mama Cuckoo, she was timeless. She had white hair, and she was rather small, but she didn't look old, especially to a 23-year-old. I didn't notice anything about her except for the sparkle in her eye. She had these vibrant blue eyes that just glowed love, is the only thing I could say. And I was just so mesmerized by her. She was telling stories about being in Africa and missions and the many miracles that she'd experienced from praying. But it was just the way that she spoke that just filled me with inspiration. And I looked at her, and she struck me as being one of these people that Pinkola Estes was talking about. She was standing up, and she just shone her light, her faith, her love. And one of the things that she mentioned, and I'd listened to her for several weeks in a row, and one of the weeks she shared how she only owned two dresses. She had one that she wore to church, and one that she wore the rest of the week. And I'd seen her during the week, I'd seen her on Sundays, and I realized I had never once noticed what she wore. Now, for a 23-year-old, that was a miracle. Because what do 23-year-olds mean? We're worrying about what we wear, our hair, what we look like, and whether it's 70, 80, or 1990 or 2017, I would guess that most 23-year-olds are pretty much focused on what each other wear. I never noticed, and that really struck me. And what I began to learn from her and from that community, that there were more to people than what they wore. There was more to them than the words that they spoke, and that there was an authenticity that people of faith can share when they live their lives with what they believe in. And I didn't ever find anyone there in that small chapel. It was less than 100 people. And they were mostly neighbors from around the area that struck me as not living what they believed. I felt welcomed. I felt listened to. I felt nurtured. My mother ended up going. My father never did. But I spent about a year in that transitional place with my parents, and without that chapel, we, the three of us, would not have survived that time. And I always remember the love and the affection and the wisdom that came from Mama Cuckoo and the other people in that chapel. I never adopted their theology, but what it did inspire me to do was to seek my own beliefs and principles that would inform the way I lived and eventually brought me to this place. I experienced that same sort of light yesterday. How many of you were here in the workshop. Both the words and the presence of Lee Man Wu inspired me. He had an authenticity and an internal core of right that I could feel. And that inspired me to be very vulnerable in my conversation with my partner, to reveal things about my own fears, concerns, that I don't think I've shared with anyone else here. And I think others were inspired as well, to listen, to share, to be open to something new. I was trying to remember the quote that he shared from Thich Nhat Hanh, and I think it was, curiosity is the doorway to empathy. Did I get that? Yeah. And I really, really found that true. You know, the world around us, and he mentioned this yesterday, is growing in fear. And as I said in the prayer, it is very hard not to go within yourself, to hide, to escape, or to be so overwhelmed by the natural disasters, the human disasters that we see around us, and the social, political confrontations and animosity. It is a challenge to keep an open heart, a flexible heart, to surrender all judgment, and to not carry anger and fear into our relationships. I think, for me, that's the purpose of a church, is to come here with your beliefs, with your concerns, your fears, your need for support, your need for comfort, and to find a way to mix it all together in a way that your life is manageable, full, and that you find respite without escaping. There's a difference, I think, between escaping from the world and putting your blinders on so you don't see what's happening, and staying open, aware, and at peace. And I think that's the piece that Lee Mun Hwa inspired most in me. The stories of his life that he shared and what he's experienced and his capacity to embody love was profound. That's what I want to be able to do with my life. I want to be able to hold those tensions, to hold the differences and the fear, the concerns, and be present. Be present with love. I fall short. I'm sure many of you try and fall short, but we come here to practice together, and we come here to support one another in being able not only to make a mistake, but to be appreciated for trying. I hope that's what we can carry forward from that lesson yesterday, is to be able practicing shifting our weight, shifting our perspective, listening deeply, taking responsibility when we're wrong, and offering someone else the same option. That ability to shift perspectives has immense implications for us, for the world around us, for government, for culture, for community. And learning to be able, at first, to shift awkwardly, and to become practiced at shifting, so it's as easy as a waltz, to shift, to walk a mile in someone else's shoes, to appreciate a new and different perspective. Those are the kinds of qualities that we want to build within our community, support in each other, and that's the kind of light our souls can shine outside of these walls. We will inspire people. What does she have? I want that. I want that peace. I want that flexibility. I want that capacity to be present to the world. I think that's why I put that quote on the front of the order of service. I was talking to staff, and I was trying to think, what is this season of invitation? And I said, this season of invitation isn't just about inviting people into Eshore. It's about inviting those of us who are already here to think differently about Eshore. Not only what it is, but what it brings to us in our lives, and to appreciate it for all the possibilities that we create together here. We are on our way. We have been moving through an interim. We've been moving together, dancing, sometimes leading, sometimes following, sometimes missing a step here and there. But we have an opportunity. The world needs the principles of our faith, needs our ability to respect and appreciate differences in theology, in perspective, needs a place where people are practicing deep listening and presence, not proselytizing, not claiming the one way, but inviting people to explore who they are, what they need, and how to be in this world. May we each have the courage to take what we learned yesterday and share it. Invite those who were not there to learn with us, to share our stories, our fears, our idealism, our hope, our truths, and most of all, our vulnerability. Can we practice being so vulnerable that we are no longer vulnerable? There's that saying about when you spread your wings and jump off the cliff, one of two things will happen. You will either sprout wings or you will learn how to fly. May we each be so courageous.